Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Savoring Scripture, a six-step guide to studying the Bible, by Andrew Abernathy, foreword by Charlie Dates, narrated by Adam Verner. Foreword, Charlie Dates. When we were students at Trinity, Andrew Abernathy could hoop. He was one of my favorite guys with whom to play basketball. You could tell his jump shot was polished. His follow-through was poster-ready. Despite what the old Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson movie said, Andy could jump. So he was joyful competition on the court. In a season of studying Koine Greek and learning the Binyanim of the Masoretic Hebrew text, basketball was a needed outlet. Young seminarians, at least at that time, could be a bit ambitious. The dreams of landing a significant leadership role in the life of the church, some thought, depended on one's academic performance. Too few of us understood that good grades earned in the academy were no guarantee for effectiveness in the church. In seminary, it's easy to confuse exegetical performance with pastoral readiness. In real life, it's also easy to mistake a careful reading of the text with a warm devotional life. I meet people from time to time who are fascinated with the Old Testament. They want to discern the messages of the prophets and the foreshadowing of Christ in the First Covenant. They ask me for people to read, and I send them names like Andrew Abernathy. His is a trusted voice and a wise application. Sometimes people ask Andy for preachers from whom they can listen and learn, and Andy has graciously given them my name. I want you to recognize that a schooled mind should be close to a blazing heart, that the more informed about God we become, the more in love with God we should be. Sadly, that is not often the case. What you hold in your hands is a roadmap for both the learning and the burning. It is a compass for direction on how to dig your own wells so that you can drink deeply from the treasures of God's Word. None of us has exhausted the unsearchable riches of God's Word. Not one living human has drained the mind of God for human flourishing. We all need more of God. Every one of us is insatiable until we find the fullness of God in regular devotion. Do you want that? Do you want more of God? Do you want the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen? Do you want to understand His ways better? God's Word will give that to you. As a result of reading this book, you will have tools to get you there. Andrew can lead the way. What I especially appreciated about Andrew's game is that he understood basketball. He seemed to intrinsically discern the art of making space between the opponent. He could direct traffic, run screens, and man the post. He was good for the team. I guess it's no surprise that Andrew is a stellar Bible professor. He understands the book, but even better, Andrew knows its author. Life has taught him how to walk with God and lead others to green pastures. You might not be a better basketball player after reading this book, but you will learn to read the scriptures and consequently love God more. I think that's why you're holding this book now. Prologue. What do you want for Christmas? I asked my dad a few years ago. He responded, how about a book on how to read the Bible? I was dumbfounded. I couldn't think of one. My dad turns to me, his son who is a Bible professor, for a book on how to read the Bible that would be just right for him. Yet, I had nothing to recommend. Here was my dilemma. Some books on how to read the Bible are academically informative, but they can create the sense of a gap between God and us as we read the Bible. Other books are spiritually vibrant, but they provide few valuable tools from academia that can truly help God's people read the Bible better. We need a beginner's guide to Bible study that weds the academic with the spiritual, that integrates textual analysis with the illuminating and transforming work of the Holy Spirit. In my years teaching, I have seen the same journey repeatedly. A zealous believer wants to learn more about how to read the Bible. They read an academically informed book or receive training at a college or seminary.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?